The Indian Child Welfare Act is in front of the U.S. Supreme Court during oral arguments about the constitutionality of a 1978 law enacted to protect Native American children in the U.S. and strengthen their families. U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said the policy is for Congress to make, and Congress understood those decisions as integral to the continued thriving of Indian communities. And Congress had a different view of the costs and benefits of how these decisions were being made. And that's not something that we can second guess, is it? Over the past 50 years, the Supreme Court has increasingly claimed the power to be the final arbitrator of Indian policy. It was a five-day round trip for a direct descendant of Chief Bigfoot, who traveled to the Barr Museum in Massachusetts to accept the artifacts that have been kept there for over a century. Cedric Brokenose told KIPI News that at the beginning of the journey back with the items, he smelled oldness, but as he got closer to home, he smelled sweet medicine. He feels at peace and says the items are being held in a secure location at Oglala Lakota College in Kyle. The artifacts will remain in Washigala O'un, a one-year period of grieving, and then it will be decided by ceremony how to honor the items. Some pipes and tomahawks may be kept on display. Broken Nose is a member of a delegation that has been working for months to bring the items home and says he encourages all other museums, schools, and colleges to reconsider returning items to tribal people so they can heal. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center. Thank you.